The old industrial district of Holešovice in Prague 7 has undergone something of a revival in recent years, a change perhaps best exemplified by the opening last weekend of an ambitious new art gallery on the site of a late 19th century factory in the area. At 3,000 square meters, the Docks Gallery is far and away the biggest privately owned gallery in the Czech Republic.
There were two motives.
Leoš Valka is one of the owners of Docks.
One motive was then I was looking for a space which would be developed for commercial purpose, which was the residential loft kind of buildings, which this industrial buildings was ideal candidate for such a project. But when I saw the potential of the buildings, I realized that it will be ideal contemporary art place. So I decided to go against my commercial motives, and I decided to go for art, basically.
Once Leoš Valka had made that decision, it took several years and around 200 million crowns to turn it into the reality that's the impressive Docks we see today, with its 8 gallery spaces of varying sizes, cafe and design shop. Architect Ivan Kropa was given the task of turning an abandoned old factory into a modern art gallery.
One of the biggest challenges was to mix historical architecture, 100 years old, let's say, with new architecture, and to do so in a way that doesn't draw attention to itself and doesn't get in the way of the gallery's events. Making use of both types of architecture, we tried to create an environment for the events which should take place here.
As I say, Docks is a privately owned gallery, with Leoš Valka one of 4 investors. He outlines how they're hoping to make the project work in financial terms.
The plan is, so far we are funding it from our own pocket still, and now when the place is open, we are already registering a lot of interest from potential sponsors and partners who before the actual openings were quite reserved and if not downright skeptical. So the hope is that they will see it as a interesting or attractive marketing proposition. They could use their name and their image with the Docks.
The first big show at Docks is by the Spanish artist José María Cano. Entitled Welcome to Capitalism, it features huge blown-up portraits of some of the best-known faces from the worlds of business and politics, alongside giant-sized newspaper headlines, graphs, and ads for telephone sex lines. Also on show right now, a piece by the Slovak artist Matej Kren, who has created a high tunnel made of books that appears to go on for infinity. Here are his thoughts on Docks.
By Czech standards, it's an extraordinary project. We are used to big institutions, which are state-run and not very well-run. And we are also used to a lot of small exhibition spaces set up by artists and young curators, and they sometimes don't last long. So this project stands out for its size and for the fact it's very ambitious and has great potential.
One man aiming to maximize that potential is the gallery's artistic director, Jaroslav Andial. He outlines the aims of Docks.
There are 3 basically. One is to present Czech artists in an international context and to create a platform for exchange between local art scene and international art scene. Then we also want to support and initiate exchanges and dialogues among different art forms and media, and not to focus just on one or two, but to really explore what are the relationships and crossovers. I think this is one of the most interesting fields in contemporary art. And finally, the idea is to connect various realities and to create an environment where different views and experience can inspire each other. So that means to create a forum for social interaction.
Roughly speaking, what percentage of the art shown here will be Czech, what percentage foreign? Roughly?
Roughly 50-50.
And what kind of shows can we expect here?
Well, we are a center for contemporary art. That means primarily you can expect contemporary art to be shown here, but that does not mean that we won't show artworks from earlier periods from time to time, but it always be connected or related to current issues. And as I said, we'll show all different media, artists from many different countries. Often we what we will try to do is to, for example, confront one Czech artist and one international artist.
Prague already has one big modern art gallery, part of the National Gallery at Listovice. Will you be, in a sense, competing with the National Gallery's modern art gallery?
I don't think so. That we will, I think, more complement each other, because it's a museum. It's not just gallery. And as we can judge from its activities, it's primarily focused on museum kind of activity. We are not a museum. We, as I said, Center for Contemporary Art, we will show only temporary exhibitions. We don't have a collection, so that means a completely different approach and dynamic.
Tell us about the name DOX, D-O-X. Does it come from DOX as in D-O-C-K-S, as in a port, like here in Holešovice? There used to be a port, I'm sure.
No, it comes from Greek word doxa, which meant, I mean, it had many different meanings, including way of seeing things, position, intuition, etc. And of course, it's the root of many other words, such as paradox, and so on. So, but dox is a new word.
Your first big show is called Welcome to Capitalism. Is that lucky or unlucky, given what's happening to the capitalist system at the moment?
Well, I think it's in a way good timing, because the title cannot be more topical. So I think that the moment we are living in is certainly of a historical proportion, and will have some consequences for the future.